吉州区2019年中考模拟考试英语试卷听力测试现在开始。 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并在答题卷上将该项涂黑。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
1. Where are you going?
I'm going to my office. My students are waiting for me there.
1. Where are you going?
I'm going to my office. My students are waiting for me there.
2.
Hello. May I speak to Emily?
I'm sorry. She isn't in. This is her brother, Joe.
Hello. May I speak to Emily?
I'm sorry. She isn't in. This is her brother, Joe.
3. Excuse me, where is the nearest bank, please?
Go along the street, and then turn left. You will see it between the cinema and the post office.
3. Excuse me, where is the nearest bank, please?
Go along the street, and then turn left. You will see it between the cinema and the post office.
4. May I speak to Helen?
Helen? Sorry, there is nobody named Helen here.
4. May I speak to Helen?
Helen? Sorry, there is nobody named Helen here.
5.
Can you play the guitar, George?
No, Helen. But I can play the drums.
What about your sister Alice?
She can play the violin. 5.
Can you play the guitar, George?
No, Helen. But I can play the drums.
What about your sister Alice?
She can play the violin.
6. Are you free next week? I want to discuss the science report with you.
No problem. I am free except weekdays.
6. Are you free next week? I want to discuss the science report with you.
No problem. I am free except weekdays.
7.
Shall we leave for the train station right now?
Yes, sure. It's 6:45. The train will leave Nanchang Railway Station in 15 minutes.
7.
Shall we leave for the train station right now?
Yes, sure. It's 6:45. The train will leave Nanchang Railway Station in 15 minutes.
8. The tea tastes nice.
Shall we have another cup?
Why not?
Eight. The tea tastes nice.
Shall we have another cup?
Why not?
请听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并在答题卷上将该项涂黑。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟，听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九十小题。
Laura, you look pale. What's wrong?
I have a bad toothache. I feel terrible.
You'd better go to a dentist. Just go along Main Street and turn left at the second crossing. And you'll find a hospital on your right.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Don't fall down.You'd better not make a telephone call while walking on the road.
All right. Thanks for reminding me.
Laura, you look pale. What's wrong?
I have a bad toothache. I feel terrible.
You'd better go to a dentist. Just go along Main Street and turn left at the second crossing.And you'll find a hospital on your right.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Don't fall down. You'd better not make a telephone call while walking on the road.
All right. Thanks for reminding me.
请听第二段材料。回答第十一至第十二小题。
What do you think of China?
Oh, I like it very much. But I think we Canadians are quite different from the Chinese.
What makes you think so?
Well, we seem to hate being asked about our personal lives. But Chinese people often ask me about my age and my family.
Oh, that's true. But that's a way to show our care and kindness.
I know, it's just a different way of thinking.
Yes. Different cultures make the world colorful and wonderful. I hope you'll have a good time in China. Here is the key to your room. What do you think of China?
Oh.I like it very much. But I think we Canadians are quite different from the Chinese.
What makes you think so?
Well, we seem to hate being asked about our personal lives. But Chinese people often ask me about my age and my family.
Oh, that's true. But that's a way to show our care and kindness.
I know, it's just a different way of thinking.
Yes. Different cultures make the world colorful and wonderful. I hope you'll have a good time in China. Here is the key to your room.
请听第三段材料，回答第十三至第十五小题。
Would you like to go to New York with me over the spring break, Julia?
I'd love to, John, but where shall we stay?
At a friend's house. I always stay with him, and there is a room for you too.
Okay. He won't mind?
Of course not. He's looking forward to meeting you.
Will we drive to New York?
Yes, it takes about 6 hours.We can live at about noon and get there by supper time.
What's the weather like?
It may be cold and rainy.
You'd better bring a jacket and good walking shoes.
Well, when will we leave?
How about Thursday? Can you be ready by noon?
No problem.
Would you like to go to New York with me over the spring break, Julia?
I'd love to, John, but where shall we stay?
At a friend's house. I always stay with him, and there is a room for you too.
Okay. He won't mind?
Of course not. He's looking forward to meeting you.
Will we drive to New York?
Yes, it takes about 6 hours. We can leave at about noon and get there by supper time.
What's the weather like?
It may be cold and rainy. You'd better bring a jacket and good walking shoes.
Well, when will we leave?
How about Thursday? Can you be ready by noon?
No problem. Hi, Michael. Would you like to do something with me this weekend?
Sure. What shall we do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Why don't we see a movie?
It sounds good to me. Which movie shall we see?
Let's see Smallfoot.
I don't love it at all, it's for kids, and it's boring. How about going to see Mr. Billionaire? I hear, it's quite a funny movie.
Okay, let's go to see it. When will it be on?
It's on at 8 o'clock this Saturday. Shall we have something to eat before the movie?
Sure. That sounds great. What about going to that new Italian restaurant?
Great idea. Let's meet there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, see you.
Hi, Michael. Would you like to do something with me this weekend?
Sure. What shall we do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Why don't we see a movie?
It sounds good to me. Which movie shall we see?
Let's see Smallfoot.
I don't love it at all, it's for kids, and it's boring. How about going to see Mr. Billionaire? I hear, it's quite a funny movie.
Okay, let's go to see it. When will it be on?
It's on at 8 o'clock this Saturday. Shall we have something to eat before the movie?
Sure. That sounds great. What about going to that new Italian restaurant?
Great idea. Let's meet there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, see you. A new library opened last month in Norway, but it may be a little hard for you to visit. It is 150 meters under the ground. It is inside an old mine on the island of Svalbard. The island is about 1,000 kilometers from the North Pole. The library is called the World Arctic Archive. In fact, it's not made for people to visit. It is to protect the world's most important books from natural disasters and wars, reported the Daily Mail. According to the company that built the library, Svalbard was the best place to build it. In this environment, the books can last for more than 500 years. So far, three countries, Norway, Mexico, and Brazil, have put books in the library. The Brazilian Constitution is one of the books.
A new library opened last month in Norway. But it may be a little hard for you to visit. It is 150 meters under the ground. It is inside an old mine on the island of Svalbard. The island is about 1,000 kilometers from the North Pole. The library is called the World Arctic Archive. In fact, it's not made for people to visit. It is to protect the world's most important books from natural disasters and wars, reported the Daily Mail. According to the company that built the library, Svalbard was the best place to build it. In this environment, the books can last for more than 500 years. So far, three countries, Norway, Mexico, and Brazil, have put books in the library. The Brazilian Constitution is one of the books.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子，每个句子一空，每个空格不超过三个单词，将答案填写到答题卷的相应位置。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容。独白读两遍。
Hello, everyone. Today's story is about an English 18-year-old girl, Kate Ross. Kate left school 8 months ago, and she will go to university. She loves traveling, and decides to visit Asia before she goes to university. Kate is now living with a family in the capital of Nepal, a small country in Asia. She has learned a lot about the country since she arrived 4 months ago. The family has 2 children, but many uncles and cousins live with them in their big house. They have taken Kate to many parties on Friday evening. Kate teaches for 4 hours a day at school. All the classes are in English, and the students have spoken English since the age of 6. The older children speak English very well. Kate has taught writing, grammar and art, all in English. She enjoys art most. And she thinks the children like the lessons best, too. Kate has not a lot of time to see Nepal, but soon she will visit more countries in Asia.
Hello, everyone. Today's story is about an English 18-year-old girl, Kate Ross. Kate left school 8 months ago, and she will go to university. She loves traveling and decides to visit Asia before she goes to university. Kate is now living with a family in the capital of Nepal, a small country in Asia. She has learned a lot about the country since she arrived 4 months ago. The family has 2 children, but many uncles and cousins live with them in their big house. They have taken Kate to many parties on Friday evening. Kate teaches for 4 hours a day at school. All the classes are in English, and the students have spoken English since the age of 6. The older children speak English very well. Kate has taught writing, grammar and art, all in English. She enjoys art most. And she thinks the children like the lessons best too. Kate has not a lot of time to see Nepal, but soon she will visit more countries in Asia.
Listening 考试到此结束。